Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers for this particular day that we're sending this to you, which is March the 20th. Did you know that we are in day 19 of the Lenten season? This is a free day, so to speak. You know, whatever you're giving up or whatever you're practicing for the Lenten season, the 40 days of Lent, on Sundays, it doesn't count towards your 40 days. You have like a free day. Isn't that cool? Well, this is a free day. And as I was mentioning before, the Upper Room, which is a devotional book that's put together by the Upper Room. It's a mission-oriented division of the United Methodist Church. And it's a wonderful thing to use the Upper Room for your own personal devotion. So I've been thinking that maybe that's what I should do, rather than giving you some of my crazy thoughts and so forth that may or may not be advantageous to you. I thought I would do for the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, especially during this Lenten season, that I would share with you devotions from the Upper Room. Now, the Upper Room is written by lay people, and the Our Daily Bread is written by pastors and theologians. Both are great devotional materials. But sometimes we need to hear, as I mentioned in church on Sunday, we don't do enough testifying anymore in church, and we should. So by taking the Upper Room, you're listening to somebody's testimony, and that's pretty cool. But in day 19 of our Lenten season, Matthew 11:19 says, "The Son of Man came eating and drinking." They say, "Hey, he's a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors." And in Luke chapter 7, talked about when the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with them, and a woman who lived in that town as a sinner came and shared with him an alabaster jar of perfume. And then the Pharisees who invited him saw this, and he said, "Hey, if this was a man or a prophet, he would know who he's touching and what kind of woman she is. You know, she's a sinner." And then Luke chapter 5. The Levi held a great banquet for Jesus in his house, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained, "Why does he being Jesus, eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Well, Jesus heard this, and he said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Well, it's an interesting part of the Lenten season. But back to the Upper Room. This is for Sunday, March the 20th, 2022, and it challenges you to read a little portion of Genesis, which I'll share. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis 1:3. Remember, not too long ago, one of my sermons was about light. He saw the light. I saw the light. God was the light, and he said in creation, "Let there be light," because there was nothing but darkness. And there was light. The first day of a new venture can both be exciting and unnerving. This lady named Deborah Manana is from Ontario, Canada, and this is what she said. She said, "My first day of college brought many firsts. A new job, a new city, a new church, a new home. And these firsts brought a mix of anticipation and apprehension into my life." She said, "With each new venture, I know what I am leaving behind, but I don't know what I will find ahead. This requires me to learn to trust God over again. Now, I know God's past faithfulness, but I have to overcome my apprehension about the future." Recently, she said, "I retired in a struggle with a new first, trying to find my place in this new season of life. Thankfully, God knows all about my first day," she said. "And after all, God had created them, and when he created the world, God created light out of darkness and called light day and darkness night. Each day brought a new beginning and a new ending and a new day for God as he was faithful in giving us light and faithful to put light into my life. So my word for all of us as we face new beginnings and unknown future, we can take heart because God's with us. We can trust God to guide us and provide us for our needs because God leads, encourages, and supports us through all the days of our life, just as he promised never to leave nor forsake us. You can find that wonderful word of encouragement in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. So she says, let's pray that the Lord will remind us that as you go before this day, that we want the light of your word to lead us and to guide us in whatever we may face this day. Isn't that some wonderful things that we ask the Lord to go before us, which he does? And we want that light of his word being the Bible, and to guide us in whatever we may face today. It is such a joy to be able to come and do these little pastor's thoughts and prayers, and to take the upper room and the Our Daily Bread and the devotional booklet that Tina found for us for Lent. And if you would like to have one of these little devotional books, we can either send it to you, bring it to you, just give Phil, myself, or Tina, who is our lay leader, a note or a call, and we'll make sure we get one to you. We're halfway through the Lenten season, but these are little booklets that kind of encourages our faith all the time of our life. So not only during Lent, but you can use it to encourage you and to know that there is hope on the horizon. So let's close with a word of prayer. We have so many people on our prayer line, so many people that need prayer. Intercessory prayer, as I mentioned, is such a wonderful thing. We need to do that. We need to pray for one another. But you know, we also need to learn to pray for ourselves. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for us. Now we think of the Lord's Prayer that we do a lot of the Lord's Prayer, but really John 17 is the true Lord's Prayer. Well, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, Jesus was praying for us. That whole chapter in John 17, Jesus is praying for you and I. The Lord's Prayer that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, he gave to the disciples as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. And we'll pray that prayer in a moment. But let's just lift up people that are in need of our special prayer. You can see those on the prayer list as the slides. So we'll take you to all the people that are on our prayer list at church. But also people that just know that they need a prayer, but they don't lift it up. And that's in their heart. And we can bring those to God's throne of grace also through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to pray. We need to pray for the whole world. You know, Jesus said we're in the world, not of the world. Thank God we're not of the world, but we're here, and we got to deal with worldly things, especially the challenges that the Ukrainian people are having right now with Russia. And we hope and pray that it doesn't escalate, but, you know, people have evil in them, and there's a lot of evil going over there, especially from the Russian government. Not so much the Russian people, but the Russian government. So we lift that up in prayer. So, Lord, you dwell on high. You sat in a holy place, and we thank you for that holiness. Because in all that you say and do, holiness is what endures us. Yes, Lord, we're sinners, and we have sinned, and not only in our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, but we live in a sinful world with sinful people. And yet you sent your Son to redeem us. He was known as a friend of sinners, as we mentioned earlier. So people who were nothing like him and were drawn to him, you chose to sanctify them as you sanctified us. and set us apart from sin. You have accepted us and promised that I do not have to remain as a sinner. And I thank you for that. Rather, through the grace and the love of your Holy Spirit, you began changing us in many ways, and we hang on to that promise. I could never change by myself. I tried all of that, and most people are that way. But all glory and honor to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Excuse me, I like that translation in the King James. Not all the King James has it, but most of the King James has. But deliver us from the evil one. You know who the evil one is, and it's not Jesus. He's the old devil. Yep. Deliver us from evil. God is not evil, but the evil one is out there seeking to destroy like a roaring lion. We'll finish the Lord's Prayer by saying, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray you're having a wonderful day. And keep the little church known as Bethel United Methodist Church in prayer also. We covet your prayers, and we thank you for allowing us to come and to share our thoughts today. In Jesus' name, amen.